what did you call that place around the barn?
Barnyard.
Mm-hmm. Did you let the animals run free through there? Or?
Yeah, they ran out there when they wanted to. They didn't have to, the mules didn't have to stay in the stables unless they wanted to stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or the cows, we usually had stalls for the cows. The milk cows. The others, of course, just stayed in the pasture.
We were talking about raising cotton. Did you ever, your father ever raise cotton?
Oh yes, that was the farmer's money crop, you know, for winter. They'd harvest the cotton and sell the cotton in the fall, wait till they think the price was as much as high as it's going,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd sell it. You know, have you ever heard about the cotton up here in the Tennessee Valley?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about.
Well, some of it has to be irrigated,
mm-hmm.
but the cotton grows as tall as a man's head. And now they harvest it with machines, cotton picking machines.
Mm-hmm.
Used to pick it by hand, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they don't do that anymore. They take two or three rows at a time and run that machine over. I believe it's two rows. And pick from each side.
Bunch of hands out there picking it, huh?
Cotton picking hand. what's that actor's name that they call it cotton picking? What is his name? You've seen him on television, I know. Man, what is that fellow's name that call it cotton picking actor? Yes, you know, but you're just not thinking about it.
Did you ever weed cotton? I mean, did you get those weeds come up?
Chop the grass and weeds out. Mm-hmm. Chop cotton, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Chop it in lengths about that far apart.
Uh-huh. Do they just leave it on the ground and take it up?
Oh, no, they just throw it. They didn't die what they cut down.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what did you call the area that that your cotton grew in?
Cotton field?
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between, I mean, does something have to be a certain size to be a field, a cotton field?
No, any patch, cotton patch, or we usually call a small plot of land a cotton patch.
Mm-hmm.
And the other acres and acres and acres, a field.
Mm-hmm. Did you have fences and stuff?
Fences, oh yes. Stock draw, you know. People couldn't let the stock run out.
Oh.
They had to have them fenced in around the pastures. Keep them from getting out, eating up people's corn. They won't buy the cotton much.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll eat up the corn, you know.
Oh, yeah. What kind of fences did they have, or did you have?
Well, when my father first started his place, he bought government land.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have anything to begin with. He had just come from the cotton mill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pay him much at cotton mills. He didn't have anything. And so he split the rails, cut down the trees, and sawed them up in about 10 or 15 feet pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a log on a fire, about that size. And all of his farm had 10 rail fence around it.
You had to split that by hand?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
But they had what they call mauls, and they had iron wedges that they'd put that sharp